1405 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are our major happenings in regions with me, Metra Nasamba. First, the headlines. A student of the University of Garowa has been stabbed to death by individuals yet to be identified. Internally displaced persons in the West region show appreciation for the support given them to settle in their host communities. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. A young female student of the Faculty of Law at the University of Garowa has lost her life after she was robbed and stabbed by some unknown bandits. The attack took place in the Plateau neighborhood around 3 p.m. Julius Neba reports.
The murder scene where Waliza was attacked is not far from the Espas Karaib neighborhood. According to some eyewitnesses, she left her family home in the afternoon between 3 and 4 p.m. in the company of her older sister for a walk to the public garden just some few meters from the house. Unfortunately, she never knew she was taking her final walk as she was stabbed to death. As usual, she requested that her sister accompany her to the public garden where they could buy an ice cream to freshen up. And this is less than 20 meters from their family compound at the Espas Karaib neighborhood. As they were walking, a bike carrying two persons passed them and later returned to catch up with them. To their surprise, they were bandits who insisted that they give their phones and every other thing they had on them. That is how the sisters handed their phones immediately in fear for their lives. But as they turned their backs to walk away, that is when one of the bandits stabbed her on the back and started mocking at them as they rode away. Waliza's older sister immediately took her loin and pressed it on her younger sister's stabbed wound in an effort to stop the bleeding. She shouted for help, but unfortunately there was no one around to help her. Even when a commercial bike rider was passing by, she cried and pleaded that she would give everything she had on her and even pay 2,000 francs if he would help carry her younger sister to the hospital. But the bike rider ignored them and went on his way. According to some residents, armed assaults are a regular occurrence in this area. Most people usually suffer sporadic attacks where their phones are taken, especially on the AIA axis, where we often hear people crying that their belongings were seized by criminals, particularly at night. In the face of this sad reality, it is therefore vital for people to be more cautious and vigilant to avoid falling victim to these lawless men of the underworld. Julius Neba for the Regional News, Garowa.
In spite of the sad incidents, fresh students continue their registration process into other universities, and selecting a field of study is one of the things they have to do during their stay in the various high learning institutions. As Kola Makloke reports, talk to some of them and put together the following report.
Transitioning from college, where everything you have to study is already outlined for you, to the university, where you have to choose from the numerous offers what to study, is usually a difficult task to some freshmen. While some make their choices following advice from their parents, others decide what to read by themselves. Their reasons too vary.
I'm called Tamak Peltegen from the Faculty of Science, studying information, which will help me tomorrow by being an IT engineer.
I chose the biochemistry in the Faculty of Science because I want to do medical research, and from what I know, biochemistry is the study of medicinal plants. So I chose it to be able to produce medication and help the population. That's why I chose biochemistry.
Others, however, are forced to take some courses due to circumstances beyond them.
Economics and applied management, because I actually wanted to do accounting, but the fee for the professional course is very expensive, so I decided to take the classical course so as to begin with the sciences before continuing with accounting.
As the 2024-2025 academic year is soon to begin, most students coming to the University of Douala already know what they will be studying while there. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
over 70,000 internally displaced persons from the troubled English-speaking parts of Cameroon who have sought refuge in the West region have been beneficiaries of a humanitarian program run by the presidential couple. The governor of the West region, Awa Fonka Augustine, says the humanitarian aids have helped the beneficiaries to integrate and settle comfortably in their host communities in the region. Eric Langmia Ufo has the details from Bafoussam.
Over 70,000 IDPs are said to have received supplies in the West region from President Paul Biya's wife Chantal Biya. The figures are from Governor Awa Fonka Augustine.
Thousands of persons benefited from government aid. You had the presidential aid that was given by the head of state, and you had also the aid by the assistance from the First Lady. Besides that, you had embassies and non-governmental organizations like that of Turkey, Canadian, French embassies that came in with aid and was dished out to the populations.
Many of the internally displaced persons are settled in Inun, Bambutus and Menua divisions.
Today we find most of them settled because government and its agencies have helped them to get settled. Others have integrated themselves into the society with their brothers and communities that had helped them to settle. Others are renting their houses with the basic necessities that have been made available.
The moves undertaken by the presidential couple have led others to follow suit, like the Anglophone Cultural and Development Association created in the Upper Plateau Division to cater to the internally displaced persons. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. A 2-day free screening a campaign against breast cancer has kicked off at the Douala Ganako Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital. The campaign geared towards limiting cases of breast cancer among women and men is within the ambit of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, also known as the Pink October. Cynthia Ethim reports.
It is the first common cancer and the second cause of death in women, breast cancer. The male gender are not left out in this pathology, as 3% of them can have breast cancer, oncologists saying. The management of the Douala Gynaecobstetric and Pediatric Hospital is therefore committed through this 2-day free screening to help persons know their breast status. Belinda Foku is one of the beneficiaries.
I came for the free breast campaign because, like, I feel a knot in my breast. So that's what prompted me to come here without a twinkle of an eye.
Warning signs include a lump in the breast, orange skin appearance of the breast, and so free consultation, examination, as well as educational to constitute the package offered to the beneficiaries. Dr. Anne Sango is an oncologist.
Cancer don't have cause, but have the risk factors, modifiable risk factors and non-modifiable risk factors. It's better to do 3 times a week, more than 30 minutes physical exam, fight against the consumption of alcohol, consumption of tobacco, because they are risk factors we can change. But we have, beside it, unmodifiable risk factor. We cannot change your family history of cancer.
About 900 persons are expected to benefit from the 2-day screening. Oncologists have advised that self-breast examination is necessary. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
In the meantime, health officials and directors of district hospitals in the Central Region have been reviewing strategies on how best to ameliorate the services to the public. This was at the focus of a meeting to evaluate their activities for the first semester held in Yaoundé, chaired by the regional delegate of public health, Dr. Asumbu Mefan-Therese. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTB Center reports.
The workshop that brought together health officials from the 10 divisions of the Central Region permitted the various stakeholders to evaluate their activities for the first semester and exchange ideas on the challenges currently being faced in health services.
Dr. Bemkuna Atta-Fabiola, I'm a generalist medical practitioner. I work at the health delegation regional for the Central Region. We have been talking about four major axes: the governance, the promotion of health, of good manners to maintain health, organization that we can use to ameliorate and provide a better health system to the population of the health Central Region.
The Central Regional Delegate of Health reminded them that the quality of healthcare highly depends on the quality of the staff. Thus, there is need to follow up the intents sent to the health structures from 56 recognized training schools in the region, some laptops to facilitate the registration of patients into the universal healthcare platform, and bikes to ease movement of health personnel in rural areas of the Central Region were also distributed. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News Center.
And elderly persons in the Mayo-Kani division and those in the far north region as a whole have been enjoined to come together in an association so as to better defend their interest. The call was made by several speakers who took to the rostrum in Kaili, chief town of the Mayo-Kani division, during the commemoration of the International Day of Older Persons. Henry Tato Ekambi also reports from CRTB Far North that the youths were called upon to respect older persons as they too will be old one day. His report.
Young persons sometimes disrespect elderly persons by insulting and ignoring them. That was what the Regional Delegation of Social Affairs condemned during the commemoration of the International Day of Older Persons in Kaili, chief town of the Mayo-Kani Division. Wejakwa Durga is an official of the Far North Regional Delegation of Social Affairs.
The way we are treating them today is like that they are going to treat us